Adoration to your name. Again, thank you. And thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big clap of hand as you take your seat in the presence of the Lord. I'd like to welcome everyone here this morning. In the precious name of Jesus, I welcome people especially who have come from different countries already. We are appreciative from Australia, from the United Kingdom, from the US, Apostle Sunday from Zambia, and every single one, we are eternally grateful to God for joining us. This morning, I'm going to continue a message we saw last Sunday. Part of your destiny now, this is dash dimensions of power. Dimensions of power. Power to fulfill destiny. Dimensions of power. This will be part one for today. Our objective is to understand other dimensions of power that is needed to fulfill destiny. And number two, understanding the keys to those powers. Genesis chapter 32, verse 28. And he said, thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel, for as the priest has that power with God and with men, and has prevailed. For as a prince hast thou power with God and with men and has prevailed. In the course of introducing this subject of power, last week the Wednesday before this one, on the message titled The Need for Power, The Need for Power, we identified other powers needed to fulfill destiny. Of course, in that service, we're dealing with spiritual power. But we identified other powers. For example, we identified physical power or strength, energy, as a requirement for destiny fulfillment. Physical power, physical energy. We also saw intellectual power, or what you call knowledge, the place of knowledge, in becoming who God wants you to be. We also saw financial power, the place of money, in becoming who God wants you to be. That's right. And then emotional power. The power that makes a man tough. Then we have mental power, what you might call wisdom. And I have added one today, is relationship power. the capacity to attract and sustain the right relationships. We're going to look at all of these for the sake of time. I am going to look at three of them in this service and look at the other three in the next service. So whichever service you are attending, ensure that you listen to the message of the second or the other service so that we can get all of it. So we are starting in this service with physical power or energy. Ecclesiastes chapter 9 and in verse 10, the Bible said, whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with thy might. Do it with thy might, with thy energy, with thy strength. Whatever you lay your hands on, don't do it casually. Do it with thy might. In Luke chapter 2 and in verse 52, we saw how Jesus grew, not just physically, not just spiritually, but physically. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and with man. He increased in wisdom, increased in stature and in favor with God and with man. The meaning is, it doesn't matter how spiritual you are. If you are not physically solid, you may not fulfill a destiny. So let's go ahead and look at, why is physical power necessary? Why is physical energy necessary? Number one, physical power or energy is relevant in the world of exploits. Physical power, physical energy is relevant in the world of exploits. Daniel chapter 11 verse 32. He said the people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. They shall be strong and do exploits. Exploits belong to the strong, not the weak. Exploits belong to the strong, not the weak. Any realm of life where you want to do exploits, spiritually, in ministry, in industry, in business, wherever you find yourself, if whatever you are doing is going to move beyond average, you must confront it with energy. Secondly, physical power or energy is necessary for the conquest of wealth. Conquest of wealth. What bad shot is that? For the conquest of wealth. In Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 18, he said, but thou shalt remember the Lord your God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth. Energy, power to get wealth. Somebody is saying, is that power physical? If you look at Proverbs chapter 11, verse 16. Proverbs 11, 16. He said, a gracious woman retaineth honor, and strong men retain riches. Strong men retain riches. There is a dimension of strength, a dimension of energy that is needed for wealth. See the testimony of that woman. She was on the road hawking banana. From hawking, she began to sell in trailers, whereas others were aged, sleeping at home.
waiting for a miracle to happen without energy.
I was talking with a Christian billionaire the other day. And he said to me, he said, in the money realm, the people walk on. He said they work hard though. He said they work hard though. He said that is the challenge with members of the body of Christ. He's a believer, filled with the Holy Ghost. But if he writes 2, he can write 9 zeros behind it. If he writes 7, he can write 9 zeros behind it. So I told him, I said, they are waiting for miracles. They are waiting for miracles. Without work. I know of a man, who will wake up by 2 a.m. every day. 2 a.m. every day. To calculate and organize his businesses in about 120 something countries. That time many people are still just lazying about. For everyone that is lazy, life can never be easy. It will never be easy. It can't be easy for the lazy. Strong men retain. So you need that energy physically that gets you up in the morning. That causes you to eat the road. That makes you to keep on going. Number 3, physical power and energy is required for taking territories and possessing possessions. It's required for taking territories and possessing possessions. You must be a strong person, spiritually, mentally, physically, to take territories. In Joshua chapter 14 and in verse 12, Joshua, Caleb was speaking to Joshua. He said, now therefore give me this mountain. We have the Lord spake in that day. For thou heard in that day how the Anakims were there, and that the cities were great and fenced. If so be, the Lord will be with me, then I shall be able to drive them out. I want to take my territory. I want to possess my possession. Can I speak to Joshua? Give me this mountain. As I was strong 40 years ago, so stronger am I now. Verse 10 of the same passage. And he said, and now behold, the Lord has kept me alive. As he said, these 45 years, even since the Lord spake this word unto Moses, while the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness, and now, lo, I am this day first gone 5 years old. As yet I am strong this day, as I was in the day that Moses sent me. As my strength was then, even so is my strength now, for what? Both to go out and to come in. Somebody say amen. You cannot take territories without the deployment of massive energy. You possess your possessions with massive energy. In Joshua chapter 17 and in verse 17 to verse 18, Joshua chapter 17 verse 17, and Joshua spake unto the house of Joseph, even to Ephraim and to Manasseh, saying, thou art a great people and you have great power. Thou shalt not have one lot or one possession only. Keep going. Verse 18. But the mountain shall be thine, for it is wood, and thou shalt cut it down, and the outgoings of it shall be thine, for thou shalt drive out the Canaanites, though they have iron chariots, and though they be strong. You are a person of great power, so you can't remain with the portion you have now. When Joseph took his brethren to see Pharaoh, look at what Pharaoh said to them in Genesis 47 verse 6. Genesis 47, the land of Egypt is before you. In the best of the land, make thy father and brethren to dwell. In the land of Goshen, let them dwell. And if you know any men among them that are men of activity,
Again, that is the Hebrew word kail, men of force, men of energy. You have energetic people among them. Make them ruler over my cattle. If you have any among them that is energetic, make them ruler over my cattle. It takes energy to sustain authority. Even in the physical, it takes energy to sustain authority. If you know anybody, any among them that carry energy, make them rulers over my possessions. I prophesy to every young man or young woman, or of any age at all, that is a victim of any trace of tiredness and weakness in life, I declare it is cursed today in the name of Jesus. I prophesy the baptism of diligence. I prophesy the baptism of energy. I prophesy the baptism of strength. Receive it now. We're all connected online 11:30 to 12:30 a.m. But I cannot tell you when we slept. Here we are this morning. Journey continues. Convention throughout the week. If you know any man that is a man of offer energy, position them. Somebody say a loud amen. Finally, number four, physical power and energy is relevant for longevity and fulfillment of destiny. Physical power and energy, which is what we call strength, is relevant for longevity and fulfillment of destiny. When a person is too weak, it is hard for them to last. Lethargy is the enemy of destiny. Concerning Moses, the Bible said in Psalm 34 and in verse 7, Deuteronomy 34 and in verse 7, he said, and Moses was 120 years old when he died. His eye was not dim, and his energy was not reduced. His natural force was not abated. His energy was not reduced. I learned many years ago that to marry siesta, too much marriage to siesta, is to deliver disaster. It's good to rest, but to rest too much is to rust. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? Physical energy is relevant. You can't be moving about so weak and so lazy and so tired. You wake up in the morning, you slept throughout the night, and woke up in the morning tired. That devil is a liar. Passing through the day sleepy. Again, I prophesy a fresh flow of energy in someone's life here today, in the name of Jesus. What are secrets of physical power? Number one, commitment to physical fitness and exercise. Commitment. Somebody says, is this scriptural? That too over scriptural self. Commitment. In 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 8, he said, bodily exercise profiteth little, but godliness is profitable unto all things. Bodily exercise, even if the profit is little, there is a profit. There are times where there is a staircase and there is a lift, and I prefer to walk the staircase just for the dynamism of life. You take a walk, you take a stroll, you just ensure that you are fit. Someone say loud amen. Somebody say loud amen. Somebody told my young man, he said, when you and daddy dances, you tire him out, right? He said, no, it's the opposite. It's the other way.
He is the one that tires me out. We move our leg until I am panting and he is still going on and on. Am I communicating at all? There are people who just rolling on the bed. Back is spinning, neck is spinning, everything is spinning, everything is spinning. Very, very important. There are some people today. The other day I saw somebody, I was preaching yesterday at one of the shopping mall, and I saw one man who is very, very round. And I told him, I said, what are you doing? He said, I came for lunch or for dinner. I said, but it don't look like you need food. He was just laughing and laughing. You don't look like you need food. Commitment, no matter how little, is very, very critical. As I speak it now, this is a reawakening for somebody. Number two, commitment to healthy eating habits. Healthy. In Acts chapter 27 and in verse 34, Paul the apostle was speaking. He said, wherefore I pray for you, take some food, for this is for your health. For there shall not an hair fall from the head of any of you. The people had abstained from food for a long time. So there is something about eating on time, and something about eating at the wrong times, and something about eating the wrong things. And everything applied in excess becomes a curse. Food is good. Eat it excessively. It becomes a challenge. Someone said that in Africa, people are dying of undernutrition. In some Western world, especially America area, some are dying of overnutrition. Digging the grave with the teeth. Somebody say amen. Very, very important. There are those who are committed to overfried foods, excessive sugar, excessive oil, excessive everything. Moderation is very, very important. My wife said, I have not seen someone like you where you will be. You will see meat filled everywhere at a particular time of the night, and not a bite of it will enter the mouth. No matter, I mean, that is, it's just there on its own. That is, at a particular time of the night, there are things that won't cross the mouth. Am I communicating at all? Very important. Commitment to healthy eating habits. Number three, commitment to the diet of the word. The word makes strong. The word makes healthy. This is incredible. 2 John chapter 2 and in verse 14. John's epistle, 2:14. No, epistle. All right, 1 John 2:14. If you can't find it in 2 John 2:14. I have written unto you, fathers, because you have known him that is from the beginning. I have written unto you, young men, because you are strong, and the word of God abideth in you. When the word of God abides in you, strength is compulsory. The word of God abides in you. I believe it's a new day for somebody. While you develop your spiritual life and develop spiritual power and energy, please don't forget physical power and energy. Number two, we are going to deal with this morning is intellectual power, or what is called knowledge. Intellectual power or knowledge. It is clear that knowledge is power, and there is power in knowledge. Knowledge is power, and there is power in knowledge.
Philippians chapter 3 verse 10, Paul the apostle said that I may know him and the power. To know is to connect power. And your power is in the area of your knowledge. So financial knowledge will bring financial power. Medical knowledge will bring medical power authority. Legal knowledge will bring legal power. Proverbs chapter 24 verse 5. A wise man is strong. Yea, a man of knowledge increases strength or power. A man of knowledge increases strength or power. Now, what will intellectual power or knowledge do? There was a time when some believers in the 70s left school. All they wanted was spirituality, and they say university was not necessary. Plenty in droves, some tore certificates. Terrible regrets later. God does not give anything that is not useful. He won't give us brain for just for the fun of it. What is the use of intellectual power or knowledge? Number one, intellectual power or knowledge brings freedom and deliverance. Freedom and deliverance. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. John chapter 8 verse 32. Proverbs chapter 11 verse 9. He said, true, a hypocrite with his mouth destroyeth his neighbor, but through knowledge shall the just be delivered. True knowledge. There are things you know, and you get delivered instantly. Not just even scriptural knowledge yet. You get delivered instantly from some fears by certain knowledge. I heard that a man was in a plane that was very, very troubled in the air, as if it would crash. While everyone was shaking, he was at peace. He wasn't a Christian. He didn't know God. So someone asked him, he said, can't you see everybody is in crisis and in panic? Why are you so calm? He said, if you know what I know, you will be as calm as I am. He continued until at the end, he said, please sir, tell me, what do you know? So I can be calm also. He said, you know what? In this plane, there is a man of God, a man called Billy Graham. Powerful man of God. Servant of God. For as long as he's inside his plane, he cannot crash. It was not his faith, He wasn't even a Christian. Just that he knew that somebody like that was in the plane. That is leveraging on another person's relationship with God. That little knowledge, it wasn't even book knowledge. Just an information, little knowledge delivered him from fear. And true to type, the plane didn't crash. Otherwise, we won't hear the story. There is something you know that just sets you free. That just liberates you. Somebody is afraid that he's infected until they did a thorough check and HIV negative, hepatitis negative, this is negative. That brought some freedom. Somebody is urinating frequently in the night until they went and did blood tests and all manner of tests, and he realized that he's not diabetic. That brought him freedom. I don't care what it is, but I am free. At least I can rest. That this is not diabetes. Knowledge, academic, intellectual power, it brings freedom and deliverance. Number two, intellectual power, which is knowledge, enhances value, worth, and rating in life. It enhances value. It enhances worth. It enhances rating in life. In 1 Kings 9 verse 27, we saw how Hiram, there was a need to send some people to Solomon, and it was only those who had the knowledge of the sea that were sent. It enhances your value. It enhances your worth. It enhances your rating. I heard the story of a young man. I believe he went through the university and studied English under a particular lecturer. I think that lecturer was an assistant lecturer or master's degree holder. So this student came, went through the university, studied, became a graduate, went and did and returned back to that university as a graduate assistant and started lecturing under his lecturer. Did his master's, did his PhD, and started growing. Until he became HOD on top of the one who taught him. Head of department. A doctorate degree holder, associate professor, with the person who taught him in class, marking time at master's. You know, there are people who say that witches are against them from the village. But some of them, they are the ones against themselves. You stop at OND accounting. And you are working, maybe by one reason or the other, they made you something. And you maybe went to higher national diploma. Somebody came out, now has the same thing, but postgraduate diploma in accounting or business, and then went and had a master's and then got chartered as a chartered accountant. They put you under him and you say it is a curse from your father's house. It enhances your rating. It enhances your worth. It enhances your ranking. There are theater attendants in the theater that can direct surgeons. I know of those who have been in theater for 30 years, 25 years, and they are just there while the surgeon, brand new surgeon who just became a fellow of the Royal College of Surgeons of the National Postgraduate College of Surgeons or the West African College of Surgeons is doing his surgery, and he says, excuse me, sir, there is an artery very close here. So be careful not to like it and just point it, or there is a nerve right there. Oh yes, I just saw it and it's going. One of my classmates who worked with such a person, he said, this theater attendant, he can cut somebody's head and fix it back. He was, I think doctor is here this morning. He was telling me of his surgical skill, that the man can cut somebody's head and fix it back. That is, there is no kind of surgery he can do. Yet, he's not rated a consultant surgeon. His salary is not more than that of an attendant, because he doesn't have the intellectual qualification to match the physical skill. Are you following what I'm saying here today? He doesn't have that the book qualification. I wish that he had that book on top of it. He would be a professor of professors.
Do you understand what I'm talking about? It is like that roadside mechanic that can scatter engine and assemble it back. Yet the graduate mechanical engineer cannot, does not even know the difference between the piston and the ring. He only saw it on paper in school. How I wish that this roadside mechanic is also a mechanical engineer by training. You will be shocked at where he will reach. Is God speaking to anybody here at all? Lift your right hand and say, Father, I shall not abandon myself. I shall not abandon my life in the name of Jesus. I shall not be left behind intellectually. Number three, intellectual power or knowledge increases opportunity. We are looking for a chartered accountant, but not just any chartered accountant, but the one that has experience in Peachtree or experience in this or that or that or that software or this kind of thing. I knew a man. He had all the other qualifications, but they were asking whether he had a further qualification where he could do this or that, and he didn't have. Your opportunities multiply. Your opportunities increase when knowledge increases. If you have the capacity to do many things, and you are vast in many realms, opportunity increases. Number four, knowledge increases the quality of life's output. It increases the quality of life's output. It breeds excellence. When you see a knowledgeable person, excellence is natural. The quality of his output is different. These days, if you go to a construction site, you are going to see graduates. They showed me one here the other day who was a gardener in this place, but was a graduate. Once you go to the construction site, you see graduates these days. Because there is no job, they have to be there to lay blocks or carry concrete and so on. When you see the way they do their own, it is different from the illiterate construction worker. That was how one young man, a master's degree holder in architecture, was on a construction site. The way he carried his block was different. The way he moved was different. And the construction site owner saw him and said, "Who are you?" He said, "I'm a graduate of what course? Architecture. What level? Master's degree. And you are here?" "Yes, because there is no job." The man said, "Wow. No wonder the way you do your things are different. The way you do your things are different. From today, you are the site supervisor." From that moment forward, that man has not recovered. He's a billionaire now today. He didn't recover. He just went up. There is a way intellectual power polishes output. It polishes your output. There is a polishing. Just look at the book of Paul the Apostle. The writing of Paul compared with others, it will show you his intellectual power and prowess. Somebody say loud amen. Somebody say loud amen. Somebody say the loudest amen. Somebody shout the loudest amen. Say the amen at the top of your voice. This is very, very, very important. Secrets of intellectual power. Number one, commitment to reading and studying. Reading and studying. Daniel chapter 9 verse 2. Daniel said, "I understood my books." 2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 13. Paul the apostle said, "The cloak that I left at Troas with Carpus, when thou comest, bring with thee, and the books, but especially the parchments." The parchments. bring with you. Commitment to reading and studying. I want to talk to some people here. If there is a level of schooling that is ahead of you that you need to do, go ahead. These days, you don't need to be in the four walls of a school. Most things are done online now. Am I communicating? And in case you have finished schooling, in case you think you have finished schooling, never finish learning. Schooling may stop, but learning is for a lifetime. There are people who are running on residual knowledge. Anything they are referring to now is what they learned 20 something years ago. That is becoming outdated while you are alive. And every time you are not updated, you get outdated. I hear what I'm saying there today. Commitment to continual reading and studying. Number two is commitment to learning from those who know. Follow who Sabi road. Commitment to learning from those who know. Acts chapter 4 verse 13. When they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled and took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. Follow those who know road. Somebody say amen. Somebody say a lot of amen. Time is gone, but not until I have said one more, which is financial power or wealth. Ecclesiastes chapter 10 and in verse 19. Ecclesiastes chapter 10 and in verse 19. The Bible said, a feast is made for laughter and wine maketh merry, but money answereth all things. 1 Timothy chapter 6 and in verse 17. 1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 17. The Bible said, charge them that are rich in this world that they be not high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God, who giveth us richly all things to enjoy. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say the loudness amen.
There are people who erroneously quote and say money is the root of all evil. Not so. That's not what the Bible said. There are people who quote Bible as if it's the way Satan quote Bible. You know, the devil will always leave some portion of scripture and then quote it halfway. When he told Jesus to throw himself down from the pinnacle of the temple, that he will give his angels charge over you. Is that what the Bible says? Anywhere you find yourself, throw yourself. No. It is the love of money that is the root of evil. The love of money is the root of evil. The lack of money is the branch of evil. The lack of money is a challenge. It's a challenge.
People die for hospital, lack of money. All commit suicide, lack of money. The number of text messages I receive. I borrowed money online. I am indebted. They are about to put me to shame. They say they want to publish my name online and this and that. I just want to die.
Somebody sent me the text message the other day. He said, I am looking for so and so much amount of money. I pray that you can help me. Otherwise, I will kill myself. So I was wondering what is my hand in this matter? Is threatening me that if you don't assist me, you may not hear from me again.
And I don't know you. If you don't assist me, he wants to blackmail me so that he can say that I'm responsible for his death sins. I didn't give him the money. with all manners. I say, that is the lack of money. The love of money is what made the ritual killer. The love of money. He needs money so badly, he wants to kill a person to get money. The lack of money is what made the man kill himself. Suicide. The other one love money is killing people. The other one lack money, he killed himself. So this is very important. Now, why is money, everybody here knows the necessity of financial power, but just to remind you, number one, life's vision. Financial power is relevant for the fulfillment of life's vision. Whatever vision you have for life, whatever you want to do with your life, or you want to do, it takes financial power to cause it to come to pass. That is why he said in Ecclesiastes 10:19 that money answereth all things. Have so many stories to tell, but time will fail me. Young man that had a drunkard father, was almost about dropping out of university medical school. The mother brought him. I told him, you're not going to drop out. I'm a medical doctor by training. I know what it takes to be a doctor. Sponsored him through university. He graduated, returned back with a certificate. And he said, thank you for causing my vision to come to pass. My vision of becoming a doctor, for making it to happen. That was made to happen because money was available. Financial power is relevant for the fulfillment of life's vision. Number two, financial power is necessary for the building of the, for the expansion of the kingdom in the earth. The expansion of God's kingdom in the earth. Money, massive money is needed. Zechariah chapter 1 and in verse 17, he said, verse 19, he said, cry out, cry yet, saying, thus saith the Lord of hosts, my cities, true prosperity, shall yet be spread abroad. Financial power is necessary for kingdom expansion. Number three, financial power is necessary for existence as a generational blessing. To bless your generation. To bless your generation. Like that woman was testifying. Paying children's school fees, helping the widow, the orphan, and so forth. Genesis chapter 12, verse 2 and 3. God said to Abraham, I will bless you, and you shall be a blessing. To be a blessing to your generation. Do you know that I met a man yesterday, he said, I am doing business, and in my business, 500 people are under my employment. Do you know that is being a blessing? While somebody is struggling for what to eat, another person, 500 people's livelihood is tied to his life. Will those 500 people pray for the business to close? What would they pray for? Let it explode. Let it blossom. Because their life, government couldn't give them work. This is the man that gave them livelihood. In this place, when the construction was going on, thousands of people, all manner of work people were here. Even today, on this ground, from the security to the guest house, to the school, to several other places, you see people just living their lives. The other day, one of our young men here, a security man right here. Oh, excuse me, sir, my wife. What was it? She did a surgery? Cesarean session? And so on. He has done his best, but his salary, I couldn't handle that for now. He needs a balance of 250,000 naira. Excuse me, sir. I said, this is not something to beg for. It's done. And it's not done from your salary. It's not a matter of let's assist you to pay so you pay back from your salary. No. Use the salary to sort out your life. People that we don't know are being assisted from everywhere. Do you understand what I'm talking about? You see, you do more good with money than without money.
More, far more good. Far more good. Even though there are bad people who have money that are doing bad things with the money. But if you are, I have so much to say this morning. Now, money is neither good nor bad. The goodness or badness of money is determined by who is holding it. In the hands of a bad person, money is a bad thing. In the hands of a good person, money is a good thing. In the hands of a terrorist, money is disaster. In the hands of a drug baron, money is disaster. In the hands of a kingdom financial apostle, money persecutes the devil. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? It's determined by who is carrying the money. More good is done with it if you are a good person than without it. That's what I mean. Being a blessing, not just for the sake of I am a millionaire. That's why I pity those who call themselves billionaires in this country and nobody is benefiting from their lives. Billions sitting in bank account. Billions that could have established industries, established employment for hundreds of thousands of people, sitting in Swiss bank account, sitting in New York or somewhere. Billions that they would die and leave. Do you know the worst thing? There are those who died and left such monies and bank inherited them. Nobody came to collect them. They didn't plan for it. They had nobody in mind for it. That is not the kind of person you are. I announce to you today, God will give you tangible resources, meaningful resources, impactful resources that you will use to impact your generation. You believe that? Shout the loudest amen. Give the Lord the praise as you take your seat. When one of our officers showed me how much was released so far this year to assist people from one thing or the other in 8-figure, I was shocked. That is from one stream alone. Empowerment for business, for this, for that. That is why it is important. And number 4 now, financial power is necessary for being a generational blessing. And finally, it is necessary for service to God without distraction. Where you are, that's the basic level. Serving God without the distraction of lack. Distraction of I have a rent to pay. Distraction of I have a mother or a father to take care of. When I received a call into ministry, number one thing that was on my mind is, Lord, you want me to go full-time into ministry, drop certificate, drop everything, and preach full-time? I want to take care of my mother. How do I do it? And he said, just go ahead, and I'll show you how it will be done. And I will take care of her. Do you understand what I'm saying? Now, supposing you want to serve God full blast, and there is one lack or need here, need there, need. Your focus is broken. You are in church and the only kind of text message you are getting is deadline for payment of house rent. You saw it, your mind left the message. Somebody shout amen. Other people say amen. Your own is oh me. Joel chapter 2 verse 26 to 27. Joel 2, 26, 27. He said, and you shall eat in plenty and be satisfied. You shall eat in plenty and be distracted. Is that what he said? And be satisfied. And praise the name of the Lord your God that has dealt wondrously with you. And my people shall never be ashamed. And you shall know that I am in the midst of Israel. and that I am the Lord your God, and none else. And my people shall never be ashamed.
You will never be ashamed.
The years of shame are over in your life.
What are the secrets of financial power? I might not preach a whole month's message in one day, in 30 minutes or 1 hour. But let me say this. Number one, existence with a God first mentality. Placing God first in your life. Matthew chapter 6 verse 33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all that the people of the world are dying to get shall be added unto you. The existence with the God first mentality. Number two, commitment to the practice of the covenant of supernatural supply. The practice of the covenant of supernatural supply. As long as the earth remains, seed time and harvest, and summer and winter and day and night and cold and heat shall not cease. Genesis 8:22. If there must be a harvest time, there must be a seed time. The woman's testimony preached this message almost. How she was tithing, giving to the poor, taking care of her mother, and so on and so forth. All these are departments of the practice of the covenant of supernatural supplies. There are those in church, they don't understand the tithing, they don't understand giving, they don't understand nothing. And the struggle continues. Finally, commitment to the expansion of a kingdom. Having a kingdom mindset where you are committed to the expansion. God cannot be in need and I have, and the need exists. Commitment. We traveled to the United Kingdom for crusade in Leeds, and I was telling the people, anyone who wants to contribute to our trip and give towards it, the Lord bless you. Feel free. And somebody came and said, how much is the total bill for us going? So total bill. We said people should give. Say his own is, what's the total bill? He didn't look it. So we're going to go, because of the way we are going to go and how we want to come back on Saturday, we are likely to go private. Because we went to Leeds, from Leeds to Bedfordshire, and then came through the airport in Luton. So almost 1 week, it was costing so much in Naira. And five zeros or six figure in dollars. When they gave him the bill, he said, okay. I thought he would say, I didn't know it to be this much. He brought it cash with about how many thousand on top? Like $10,000 or $20,000 on top of what was the bill. What? A week to 2 weeks later, he returned back to him like 1,000 times. Without exaggeration. He called me and said something. I said, what happened? He said, they called him for something he didn't ask for. Converted is almost 1,000 times of whatever he brought. I'll calculate it well so I know the exact times. He has not recovered. On the tangent, when you make up your mind to be committed to kingdom expansion, your days of struggle are over. Somebody say amen. Somebody say loud amen. You have learnt of physical power, intellectual power, financial power. We'll proceed into mental power or wisdom. There is a wisdom dimension that causes you to dominate your world. And it is clearly different from knowledge. There is emotional power, which is the strength of will that makes you to face the devil eyeball to eyeball and don't know how to turn back for any battle. There is relational power that causes you to be surrounded with those who matter. Because there are many people in your life you don't need. And there is those you need that are not there. Stand up on your feet. Somebody say amen. Somebody say louder amen. I'm sure you are hearing a dimension of power that is different from the traditional power. Right? It's different from the power to cast out devils. Now you can cast out devils, but until you cast in some resources. You cast in some finances. The struggle may continue. There may be some annoyance. With all the devils you cast out, and you are unable to cast in some resources, so that landlord don't cast you out of the house. Somebody say amen. Someone is blessed today. Say louder amen. Amen. Lift up your two hands and lift up your voice and give the Lord the praise for what you have heard today. Give him the praise, give him the honor, give him the adoration, give him the worship. Father, we thank you. Father, we honor you. Father, we magnify you. Mashata kalagaya de nuzarada. Let us efeto sokola kakaya de kakada. Jakora pata sata lata fete kokosuko. Jakola prata sete fete kakashata. Let us baruta sete te takologaya de nuzari. Ye parata se fete osanina galaya turatasa. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. The hospital. Rospeta Navagaraya. Yero que se tiene a galala. Jesus, lift your hands and say, Father,
I ask for your help to function in physical power, intellectual power, financial power. Spirit of the living God, I receive your help and your mercy to function in all these dimensions. I receive it now. Open your mouth and speak to God. In Jesus' precious name, lift up your two hands everywhere you are. It is by his help and his mercy and his abiding presence with us that we can function in all these realms. Lift those hands high. presence everywhere you are, my Hoshada Balanda. Father, thank you. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Adonai. Thank you, Elion. Thank you for a day like this. This day you have made. And we are glad. And we are rejoicing. And we are glad. Blessed be your name. Honor to your name. Adoration to your name. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' precious name. Lift your hands high. I see God releasing even financial power. Power to conquer wealth. For people who are trusting Him. Lord, if you give me massive resources, I will use it for your kingdom. I see people receiving energy where there had been a lethargy, where you experience unusual weakness. You are not able to confront and handle the things you are meant to do. I see people receiving fresh mental power, intellectual power, capacity and discipline to go beyond where you have stopped. Lift up your two hands. When I say in the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3, you scream, I receive. And what you are receiving is raw power. Practical power. Are you ready? Are you ready? Lift your hands now. Father, let power flow for someone. Let grace answer. Let mercy flow. Let help flow. In the name of Jesus, 1, 2, and 3, I receive. Say in the name of Jesus, the next thing you're going to say is power at the top of your voice. You scream that power and receive it. Power that is physical in energy. Power that will empower your mind intellectually. Power to conquer resources. Lift your hands and receive now. Father, let it flow. In the name of Jesus, 1, 2, and 3, scream power. Oh, lift your hands and give him the praise. Something just happened to you. Something just happened. Something just dropped. Something just dropped. Something just dropped. Father, we give you the praise. We give you the honor. We give you the adoration. It's a new day. It's a new season for you. Somebody's left knee that has been healed. Somebody's right eye that has been healed. And somebody's chest condition, like an asthmatic condition, is gone. And also a peptic ulcer is gone. And someone who came in here with indigestive situation, it is gone.